Calumet County Historical Society in Chilton. The request is for $5,000.
So, this grant is from the Calumet County Historical Society, and this grant is for building a mural, to use that mural to start a conversation about community identity. What's interesting about Chilton is that there's an interesting demographic history, despite the fact that it's right now 90% white. The county used to have a very different demographic makeup when it was, let's say 100 years ago. So what the mural is looking is, the idea of the mural is to really start a community conversation about the identity and about the different, the different groups that are coming back, you know, and this idea that diversity is something that is rooted in the identity of the county. And what they want to do is to bring in an artist to start developing the idea of the mural and then use that project to go to schools and engage students in developing their own mural. So what I think is one of the strengths of this project is this idea that it's not just having an artist build something for the community, but actually engaging young people in that discussion. So the project also is envisioning the possibility of having a conversation about public conversations about the identity of the community, and I think they are really prepared to ensure that everyone feels included. I think the budget is well organized. They're working with Art Attacks. I'm not familiar with that organization, but they're also working with other local organizations, which I think it's an opportunity to build on the strength of what the community already has. So I like the idea of using murals for discussing community identity, because everyone can bring their own, perspective into the final, representation. So I thought it was a real good project, especially in a rural area where these conversations sometimes don't have a channel to develop.
And Tony Asher is the second reviewer.
Yes, I thought this proposal was very well thought out and presented. I like that they've researched specific locations already and have the Department of Transportation figures for how many vehicles are passed each year. I also like that they're developing curriculum to be used in the schools to coordinate with it. They've got great community involvement in the project. I think the timeline is a little tight, but I think I really do like the project.
Great. Is there any other discussion?
Did they list how they were going to use the Milwaukee, the Wisconsin Arts Board funding?
I don't know.
I wanted to pull it up because I have some questions around this as well. I think their operating budget is small, mostly because it's probably a volunteer organization, right? And the size of the project that they're putting forth is fairly substantial because they're desiring to hire an organization to really spearhead this. So the budget itself is with their in-kind, which is some, donations of time, it's $107,000. So it's quite substantial. I did see that perhaps this is the first year that you're using the budget, but the WAB funds didn't show up. I assume they're going to be for artistic uses.
So I need to access my email and my computer's not letting me do that. I believe that this group did. So I had asked them to a number of them missed. A number of applicants missed that
right.
Allocation of the review funds. So I went back to those applicants and asked them to submit. believe they all did. So the fact that this one didn't get updated is something I guess I will need to go back and see in my records.
And then, and one government support for the program that they put was the Fox Valley Bright Idea Foundation, which they did Marcus Pending.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about $30,000 for this project, and I'm sure there'll be some like flexing if they do or don't get that. But I, you know, having run small organizations myself, thinking about the size of this project gives me a little bit of pause, because it's going to be a lot to handle, given the feeling that there's a little bit of a tight time constraint. That's part of a little bit of hesitance on my side.
And for me, I noticed that...
Jen, I want to make sure we get this on the recording.
I noticed that a significant amount of the artistic fees are going to MIAD, and I would have liked to see a little bit more fleshed out like plan as to what their role would be for this project, and considering that, you know, Maya obviously is a very capable institution, I just would like to have seen a little bit more as to why that institution was selected as the...
Do you have an answer?
I believe the artist is an educator there,
okay,
and they're also utilizing interns from MIAD.
Gotcha.
I think the artist is also a Chilton native.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So MIAD is simply the sort of repository for the artist fees, essentially, and the intern fees. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any further discussion, or do you need to...
I'm going to need to go and just see where they said they were going to be.
So I should pause this for now.
Yes.
Type into the curriculum, or is going to be more of an enrichment activity. I just like, I'm not really doubting it, but I would have just liked to have seen more information there.
This is the budget that they resubmitted, and this is the piece, the allocation of WAD funds. So you may want, it says $5,000 for mural consumables. You may choose to look back at their, I think that comes out of additional operating funds. What's this? Yeah, the remaining operating expenses. And they detail those remaining operating expenses earlier in the budget. So you may want to see whether that makes sense to you or not. Or if it gives you the information that you need or not, I should say. So Mario, the allocation of WAB funds, as they resubmitted that piece of their budget, says $5,000 to mural consumables as part of the remaining operating expenses.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Did you have some comments on this one too?
The only comment was I thought they were a little bit light on the student piece. I would have loved to have seen what the buy-in, if they have an art teacher in the school, did the teacher have a buy-in? But what about the history teachers? And I would have liked to have known more about who was putting together the packets that they were going to be distributing to the kids. So I thought that the public mural part was really beautifully explained, but I would have loved to have known more about the youth part.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone have any more questions?
Did the additional information from the budget help clarify some things for you or confirm some things for you?
So just a question. Consumables would be like materials, you know? Or so it's... okay.
I
just thought that I did not the lingo.
I think the consumables would be supplies, drop cloths. Like, there's a lot of ancillary things, paintbrushes. It can all really be pretty expensive.
Thank you.
And I guess I just want a question of mine on the recorder. So, small budget and pretty substantial project doesn't necessarily mean they can't do it. However, it just gives pause. And I just wanted to know in the trajectory of how the Wisconsin Arts Board feels about that, is that kind of in line with how you see funding projects as well? even though they're smaller communities and probably have smaller local art centers, and then they have a larger, you know, project that's pretty substantial. Is that still something that you think is open?
We have a history of funding several projects like that, as long as the panel felt that they were convinced that the project would be able to happen.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, the key is always when you see that you're going above and beyond your normal budget, to reassure the panel that you'll be able to pull off this unusually expensive project because you have your ducks in a row when you're doing X, Y, and Z. And that's presumably what they put in their proposal and convinced you that they would be able to accomplish this.
Yeah. So, Mitchell, how often do we get applications from local historical societies?
I'll have to answer that maybe at the end of the day, because I honestly don't have a good answer for you right now. I'll find that out when we're doing the evaluation, though, for sure.
They're common applicants to our program. They're usually understaffed, and we most of the time they do, you know, complete the projects.
So. And you have experience with that with the Humanities Council Historical Society?
Yeah. Very, very common applicants, and rarely do we have stories about really completing the projects because they have other resources.
Okay.